We are up to Simin Shin Zayin Sif Yud Beis, and we'll be doing from Yud Beis through Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Beis. Zimein Orchim Veheichen Lamine Magadim. You invited guests and you prepared for them all kinds of different foods. V'chasa b'ksav kama zimein. You made a list of how many Orchim you have. V'kama Magadim Heichen Lahem. And what are the different kinds of foods you prepared for them? In other words, what we're dealing with is a list of what you have to serve and for whom. A guest list, a food list. Osir likroso b'shabbos. It is osir to read this on Shabbos. Why is it osir to read this on Shabbos? So there are two reasons. One reason is because the derech is that when they show up, you cross them out, or when you actually serve the food, you cross it out. So it's shema yimchok. And the other gzeira is, we'll see, a gzeira of shtari hidyotis. Chazal asked reading business documents on Shabbos as a gzeira that you're going to write or erase. So they asked all kinds of things which will eventually lead to you reading business documents. One of them is a list. Not only that, but afilimu kosov al gabi kosel gavoa harbe. Even if it's written up high on the wall, it's asur as a gzeira. It means even though up there you're not going to get up there to erase it. Mishum gzeira shemayikra b'shtori adyot istayin b'shtori chovas v'cheshbonis. Says the Ramat Afilu La'ayin Mem Belo Kriya Asur, reading them without actually vocalizing it, without voicing it as Asur. Avol im chokak b'kosel chakika shokas mutter. If it's engraved in the wall where you couldn't possibly erase it, that's mutter. Ava b'tavlu pinkas, you have to have two tanan that it's shokas, meaning it's engraved so that you're not going to be able to erase it. Plus, it's on the wall so it's not portable. Ava b'tavlu upinkas, if it's something movable, it's some kind of tablet that they would write on. Afilu imu chokuk osu lekrol, so there's a low plug. Chazal said that it's osu to read. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's common for the shamish, the butler, to go read such lists, is because he's not the one, it's not his list, and he's not allowed to go and cross any names out. So there's no shem yimchok because it belongs to somebody else. And as far as the gzeira of shtari adyotis, so they want to say that lidvar mitzvah, they never made such a thing. So if it's a sudas mitzvah, then it's mutter. The shari tshuva brings down that they never made a gzeira on the shamish because they were afraid that if they would, he would invite the wrong person and you'll have another kamtza bar kamtza. So, lalocha, that's mutter. What comes out of this, though, is that the pashtus is that you're not supposed to make lists of different dishes to be served, say on Shabbos, on when you have Shabbos and Yontif, or Shabbos and 2 days Yontif, making lists in a way that the woman's going to have to read them. There's a real gzeira of Shemet Timchok, as well as a gzeira otu shtori hedyotis. Sif Yud Gimel. Shtori hedyotis. Dahainu shtori chovis v'cheshbonis v'rigur shel shele shalom. Also, lekrosim vafil ayim ben below kriya aser. Shtari hedyotis themselves, which are the reason for so many other gzeiris, this is any business document, is aser to read, even if you're just looking at it and not voicing it, which is actually a machlokas, but this is the way we paskin. Now, what is the reason of shtari hedyotis itself? So some say it's because of mensochef, that's the Rosh B'Shem Ri, and then there's the Rambam Shita of Shema Yimchok. Now included in this. Now we get we had in the previous sif igros shel shele shalom friendly letters. So friendly letters are also as a gzeira because that will be confused with shtari adyotis. Now we have sif yudalet likros bi igeris hashluchalo im eni yodei ma kosuba muter. Let's say you get a letter, you have no idea what's written in it, and perhaps there's something important where someone has a need that has to be taken care of on Shabbos. So that's mutter. V'lo yikr b'fiv, you should not voice it. Eli ya'ayin bo, you should just read it without moving your lips. V'im huve b'shvilo mi'chutz l'tchum tov lizar shlo yigabo. Whereas, if it came from outside the tchum, there you should be zar not even to move it. So first, with regard to reading it and not voicing it. Since this heter is not so clear, the heter of maybe there's something there that you'll need, and there is a machlokus of whether or not they ever asked shtari hedyotis where you're not voicing it, we put the two together and we say, if you're not voicing it, so here we will be makel. Now, with regard to not moving something that comes from mechutz l'tchum, that's because it's mukta. So what do? You have the non-Jew open it, and the non-Jew hold it, and you read it. even though there's an isra anach from a mice of a nachri. Here, the whole reason that that's usur is as gzeira that next time you're going to ask him to do it. We're talking about a letter that was sent by somebody else. You have no control over what letters are going to be sent to you. So there, Chazal never made such a gzeira. Also, this may not be considered having hanoah from the malacha itself. Now, the Achronim paskin lemaisa that there's no mukts in this. Why is that? Because something that came mechutz l'tchum was mutter for the person in the other tchum. So, lahalacha, we hold that anything that's not mukta for one Jew is not mukta for another Jew. The minig is to tell the non-Jew to put it on the ground first, so that you don't accept it from him, because it may be that he was the one where he made an akira, carried it in the street, and now you're doing the hanacha, so you're completing his maisa of carrying. What happens if the letter is sealed? So the Mishnah Berurah will later tell us that he holds opening a sealed envelope is usur on Shabbos. So what do? You can only be meramez. You're allowed to say, you know, I can't read this, and let the non-Jew understand and open it. Now, lemaisa, the Bir Halacha came out that a negia one does not have to be machmir. That means this issur that we consider it muktza, this we really don't hold of mikra din, and you don't have to worry about moving it. Whereas, with regard to reading it, you should only be making if it's a tzara gadol, otherwise you should not be reading even a friendly letter on Shabbos that you've never read before.